Hi guys, welcome back to The Life of a Teenage Girl. In this episode, we're going to talk about body positivity in teenagers and in myself. So, I struggle with body positivity sometimes because I would say I'm more on the chubby side of the spectrum, and I have thicker thighs. I honestly don't mind my thighs. I have a bit of belly. That bugs me more, and I would say I'm out of proportion, but I guess people's body type, like, there's no out of proportion, there's no not normal body, because all bodies are beautiful. At least, I try to believe that, and yeah, but I wouldn't say that I'm comfortable with my body. Because it's just out of proportion to my standards. So I'm trying to work on that. I try to work out a couple times a week, just for like an hour to 2 hours a day. Or actually, I do have dance at school, so 2 to 3 hours a day, a couple times a week. And so yeah, but some other things, like, my ideal body type would be a kind of pear body shape, so rounder hips, like bigger hips than the chest area, because that seems more feminine. And one thing that I don't like about myself is, like, I have really broad shoulders, and it bugs me because it's, air quotes, out of proportion. So, yeah. And then, so I don't mind my chest as much because I'm a teenager and it's growing and it's getting there in proportion. But I would also like to do some squats or something because to get the that thickness, as they would like to call it. But teenagers today, a lot of teenagers struggle for body positivity and low self-esteem. I would say I'm on like a mild case for that. So, but other teenagers, they have a harder time because they think that they don't fit up to the standard of your body shape for your age. And some people think it's because when they look online and they see all these people with those beautiful bodies, they have to be like that. But no, you don't have to be like that, because everybody's unique. Nobody's born perfect. If you work hard enough, you can get there. But most of the time online, people are posing in different ways, and they're using correct lighting and angles, and it's the best form of themselves. But in everyday life, you can't always pose for a camera and put on good makeup or just do other stuff. So real life is much different from Instagram. All those Instagram models, most of the time they arch their back, so it makes their butt look bigger and stuff. But reality, it's normal size, and it's not like huge. So that's one thing. But don't believe everything that you see, because also there's Photoshop, which is another problem. I wouldn't say it's a problem, but it's not truthful about the model or the person's body. I don't find anything wrong with it, unless you're going too extreme and you're completely changing how you look. But yeah. So I was actually inspired to make this episode because I was recently watching videos on YouTube online about this new trend that's coming up, like where models post, not even models, just regular people post pictures of themselves at the best form where they're posing and doing all the angles and stuff. And then they post another picture of them just sitting around not doing anything, like with belly fat and cellulite, like how regular people usually look. So I thought that was very interesting and I wanted to make an episode in it. But that wraps up this episode, so I will see you guys next episode. See ya!